Hello, I'm here with two special students that finished Coding Course 2. And my first question is, what is your name and how does it feel to finish Coding Course 2?
My name is Miguel, and I think Course 2 was a little difficult on some parts, like angles going through, but the easy part is try to remember. Like it was easy to finish Course 2.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about you?
My name is Icy, and it feels outstanding and amazing that I finished Course 2.
Excellent. And how did you do it?
The way I do is try to remember the hints they gave you, and remember, look at the box on the right, and they tell you what to do sometimes.
And how did you do it?
I kept trying and trying until I got the right answer, and whenever I passed a stage, that stage helped me complete the other stage.
And what advice would you have for a young kid who's trying coding for the very first time? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to, like, look at the steps they're trying to tell you, and maybe you can figure out some. Like, for example, sometimes they give you times, and sometimes it's four, and so you need to move four steps, but you only need to move five. So if you see that pink bar, you can use it, and it's very simple to make everything easier.
To always remember that you eventually are going to get the right answer, and to keep trying. So no matter how hard it is, you eventually will get the right answer.
And let me ask you, how can they do a good job in coding like you did?
To use the advice of others and to read carefully.
What would you say?
I'll say like give advice, like, use the advice it's given, and sometimes look at the video that they give more information to know how to function the program.
And are you going to keep coding?
Yes, I'll keep coding. It's fun, and you could learn many things from it.
What about you?
Yes, because you can learn more about programming things.
And what kinds of things does coding teach you?
It teaches you computer science. It teaches you stuff that you learn at school, but it's, you don't even know that it's teaching you stuff that you're having trouble with.
It teaches you like how to like move anything like you want. Like if you want to go make the character go turn 90 degrees, you can make it, and you want to make it move forward 100 times, you can make it also.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be something that helps the world be better. And that would be something that I really want to do.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a gaming programmer, so I can make every game fun.
Thank you.